Now, Veronica, you are a ventriloquist webcam model.
Yeah, that's right.
You basically strip naked while doing puppet show.
Yeah, well, sometimes the puppets get naked, too.
Jason Headley's joining us in studio. He has a movie coming out called Bro, What Happened?
We had the Who's That of celebrities, including Jamie Kennedy, Bobby Lee, Dennis Haskins, Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah,
Lamas alert!
That's
Lamas
right.
Alert! Boo! He's got a new album coming out called You're Next. It's available on Yegasian.com.
Yegeekian.
Okay. Yegasian. Alexi, Yegasian.
Yegeekian.
Yegasian. Yegakian.
Yegeekian.
Yegeekian.
Yes. Listen. Chicken so good, you're gonna fucking kill your wife!
Excited to be here, still not on the website, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why the kids are excited about that. Are we that indie? Are we just super duper indie?
Which website?
Playboyradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my picture's in the hall, but I'm not on the website.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's weird, because not a lot of people can download it off the picture in the hallway.
Yeah, it's weird. I see a lot of our fans just put it in their ears up to the picture.
Yeah.
I think they can hear
the
scene.
They shouldn't be here. A lot of people, too many people are breaking in here and just listening
to
the picture.
Stop breaking in to Playboy Radio.
We should lead with that.
They're
no
blaming
more.
Rick because he looks Mexican.
Yeah, obviously, it felt Rick and... You know, we don't want to make a controversy.
By the way,
out of
that
this.
Face of Rick, look, that is who just farted. That's your who just farted face. Very weird. Thank you guys for tuning in on this glorious day. We got an action-packed show. We got two guests. We have a very interesting lady calling in. But first, we want to get into the excitement that was a little over a week ago, the Rock and Pole World Championships.
Yes.
At the Viper Room.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Also, I want you guys to start counting how many times you go, That's what I'm working on trying to get rid of. That's what I'm trying to work on. So
all
please
right.
count.
And,
okay.
And just to make it clear, I cut out about 500 us.
Really?
So what they're hearing is just
do you
residual
do that a lot?
Us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. You don't? Okay. Because now you got to be really conscious. Very weird time to start
Maybe you
that.
Should only say,
No, it's
okay.
horrible.
Well, it just seems like that's easier.
Real quick, Gareth, what's before we get into this amazing show last week,
uh-huh.
what shows you got coming up?
I'll be at Flappers in Burbank in the main room Thursday night at 8 p.m.
Okay.
It's a Flappers great show.
I love it. I need to go back there and get some gigs. Vicky, what do you got?
Nothing I want to announce here.
Okay. Okay. Where would you like to announce? In the hallway?
When it's time to.
Okay. I don't know.
I'll be at the Little Joy in Echo Park a week from this Thursday as well.
Awesome. 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 You're listening to this. It's a glorious Sunday. If you're listening to this on download and you're in Orlando, I will be at the Belly doing the Death Squad Dirty Tour with our good friend Brian Redband and some local funny dudes. Come check it out. Check it out, y'all. Mm. And then the 16th. Cut that. You guys got to count that. The 16th of August, I will be in Santa Barbara with Brian Redband and Ryan Sickler for a little Crab Feast Naughty Show Death Squad super fun show at Velvet.
Boom.
Jones.
Boom.
Boom.
Anyway, Rock and Pole.
Rock and Pole.
Rock and Pole.
My good friend Gareth Reynolds was a big part of it. Vicky no shows, even though she's VIP guest list.
Well, we have to talk about our minor controversy.
Okay, we'll talk about our controversy.
It's for real.
So what happens here? First of all,
great show.
What do you think of the Rock and Pole World
great
Championship?
Show.
Be honest.
Great
on
show.
Scale 1 to 10, what did you think?
Nine.
It was a fun show.
Yep.
The crowd was small at first, then filled up.
Then filled up.
Everybody was getting shit faced. Would you agree with this?
Yes.
I mean, I saw this is how drunk everybody got. Tara Patrick texted me the next day. Lost my clothes. My sex toys, and all my cash.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Why are the kids excited about that? She's a working mother. We don't need to get excited about that.
Her with no clothes. Kids like that.
Yeah, kids do like that. All the whole... You know how wasted Tara Patrick was?
Huh.
Every time I handed her the mic, she'd be like, Sam's going to fuck me in the ass tonight. Five. And then she'd just pass it on. That's all she'd say the whole night.
That must have been horrible to hear.
So you... It's awesome to hear, except for when Dana's in the room. That's a weird moment. But let's get back into this. So you come, you have this great speech.
Yes.
You do a great job.
Great.
You are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Controversy comes up. Forget it, you're calling people. Controversy comes up when one of my singers has to bail. He's 19. Didn't know that.
Didn't know either.
Found that. Kicked him out.
Yeah.
So then we asked Dan Madonis to sing with this dancer because she come down, took the day off from work, come down and do the show. He says, "I got to bail."
Yeah.
But he's over 21.
He's over 21.
Okay. So that settles one controversy for me because I was baffled how he could have been 16.
Dan just left. He's like, "I can't stay." I'm like, "It's up in two songs. No, I got to go." Goes. Who steps up? Good friend, Gareth Reynolds.
Friend of show. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Comes up.
Yep. So people are going. I think we go second or third.
I get to do counterpoint, but go on.
So basically Sam's like, "Dude, we have nobody for this girl." I'm like, "Well, I'll fucking do it." Okay, sure. So I meet with this girl. She wants me to sing this Arctic Monkeys song that I know, like, okay.
Right.
So she's like playing it for me, and I'm like, "Okay, all right, I'm trying to remember it." I'm like, "All right, whatever." So we go out there. I start doing it. I have to stand near the monitor, so it's not like I'm killing it or anything, because I have to like keep the words there, right?
Right.
So I'm singing it, and she's doing her thing. I'm really just letting her do her thing, and then about halfway through the song, Sam stops it.
Yes.
And he goes, "All right, thank you, thanks.
That's not what it is.
So
I did
like,
not do that.
Okay. So I'm like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "Well, we're low
Can
on
you
time.
Pause for one
I'm
second.
In the middle of my play.
I want to get a feel for the room. Scale
Are you cutting him off again?
No, I'm not.
It seems
yeah,
like
he's
just
cutting
pausing.
Me off again.
I'm pausing.
This is the
real quick.
This is the Rock and Paul all over again.
Feel of the room. Scale the 1 to 10 of anger. Is he still angry? 1 to 10.
Is he still angry?
Yeah.
6.
I feel it too.
But to be fair, I'm almost at a 7 for you.
It's not. It's not at a 6 at all.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So I get off stage. I say to the girl, "I don't know." Sam's like, "We got to keep it short. We're running low on time." I'm like, okay. But then everybody else starts doing their whole songs. So he only cut off.
Are any of the other people, not to interrupt you because that's so rude, but are any of the other people that didn't get cut off a part of a show every week that Sam's involved with?
No.
Okay, continue. I just want to get all the facts.
Okay.
I think it's time for the counterpoint.
Here's what happened. The group before him was Doshina, or a.k.a. Egypt, and Josh Ann Myers, who completely destroyed the room. Now, Gareth is doing a really big favor for me, all right?
Yes.
But I know I have a super long show that's probably going to go a half an hour too long. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose people's attention spans at the end of this show. I have to cut somewhere.
Right.
Gareth is doing a great job, but he's just staring at the microphone. You're doing great for being thrown into a situation.
That you threw me into.
That I threw you into.
Yeah. Yes.
But at that point, you're staring at the monitor. One great day, I'm going to come and sing. And that's literally the energy that's going on.
Well,
you
it's a down song. It's like...
Yeah, but
it's really...
Dude, listen to me.
But how many other people... How much time did you shave off of that?
I shaved off anybody who didn't just have...
That you weren't... Okay, that's fair. I didn't know that because I was getting drunk.
Because you were getting drunk. You walk outside. Yes. You walk back in. Give me desert look. Stairs. Devil stairs. And walk up. I cut tons of people.
All right. Okay. I get it.
Dude, believe me.
All right.
I knew when I cut you that you were going to be angry at me. But I knew
it was
the
a calculated
length
risk.
Of the show.
Right.
I had to do it.
Right. I get you.
I took care of that chick. I gave her some weed, gave her some cash.
Thank you very much. I got so many.
Because you left early. Because you left early. But
is
enough
there
of
any
that.
Truth to the idea that maybe.
Moving on to the show.
Wow.
Moving on.
As predicted.
We got a guest on the line.
Okay.
Real quick, Vicky, because I don't
That's
want
That's a
you
controversy
get
within
mad.
A controversy.
What do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead.
What?
No, I'm not. Good.
Was it?
Go
what
to the
do you want to talk
go
about?
To the call.
Real quick, because I got somebody online.
Go to it.
Okay, I want to hear your point so you don't
know,
fume the whole time.
I know, this was supposed to be the next hour. This is complete. Everything we're talking about is the wrong hour right now. So go to the call because we're way off time now.
No, it's not. What does that say? What does that say? Right there.
You
that
know,
says Vicky got
Naughty
a
Show
3
listeners.
O'clock.
Right now, if you're listening, obviously there's a little bit of a discrepancy over
well,
the show order.
Right
you know, it's
we're
a bit of controversy. Right obviously, we're in the middle of a little bit of controversy.
Now
so
we're
the
on
sound
this.
Effects right on cue.
Okay.
Now we're moving on.
Welcome to the show, very interesting entertainer. Who doesn't like puppets? Anybody? Nobody.
Young kids.
Are scared of puppets.
Some are.
We're talking about grown-ups.
You said who?
Kids do love it. Listen to them.
I stand corrected.
Wow. Who loves naked chicks?
Kids too. Apparently kids
what
as well.
What if I told you I found a magical place where I can combine them?
You mean where you can have sex around kids?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Don't know where you went with that one.
I don't know.
I think you're still, I'm really scoring no points with the co-host today, but I don't care. You can find this next lady on myfreecams.com. Yeah.
I don't know if they should be on there. I don't know.
Please welcome to the Naughty Show, Veronica Chaos. How are you, Veronica?
Hi.
Now, Veronica, you are a ventriloquist webcam model.
Yeah, that's right.
So you basically strip naked while doing puppet show.
Yeah, well, sometimes the puppets get naked too, but people don't seem to like that as much.
Oh, they want the puppets' clothes on?
Yeah, usually.
But what do the puppets want? What are the puppets who are signing on to free cams? What do they want? They probably want naked puppets.
Well, they pretty much just want me to be naked and have as many blowjobs as possible. They're actually really hard to maintain.
Now, do you get the puppets to lie that way they get wood for you to blow?
Well, I have to buff them backstage.
You have to buff your puppets.
Little backstage buffing.
Yeah, it's quite an ordeal.
Now, get into our listeners who don't know you, Veronica. Tell us basically where this idea came from.
Geppetto. I was a cam model for about a year and a half, 2 years. I was getting kind of bored with it. I wanted to pursue.
I don't care what your job is, if you're finger blasting yourself every day, you get kind of bored of it.
Yeah, eventually.
You know what I'm saying? If you're just every day you're DJing, you're vajayjay, you're like, I want something. Maybe I should go to dentist.
This is horrible. I know, masturbation is just awful.
Okay.
Without puppets,
right.
Apparently.
Yeah. I always think that.
So I decided to get into ventriloquism just as like a hobby that seemed fun. And you know, when you're on you know, live all the time, you're just trying to fill time.
Yeah.
So I ended up just bringing the ventriloquism onto the campsite, and it kind of took off, and we ended up having sex together because it seemed like, you know, it would be a waste opportunity not to.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. It only makes sense.
Now, you're performing together so much tension. Did somebody tell you to bring in a puppet? Did like your manager go, listen, kid, you need a hook. There's no way we're going to get traction.
I think that my dummy said that.
Now, does your dummy talk to you?
You know, whenever there's, you know, people around and he has things to say.
Not behind closed doors.
Sometimes. Not too terribly often. It depends.
Only when it's like an emergency, like roommate meeting or something.
Yeah, roommate meeting, yeah. Definitely.
Right.
You didn't do the dishes, Veronica. Now, Veronica.
It's cold again.
Yeah.
How many different puppets do you have, or is it just you and one partner?
I actually just recently got another partner. So now I've got a raven puppet. I've got Slappy. So it was a hard figure. And then I got another hard figure. That's what they're called, which I find hilarious. Those are the classic ones that are like made out of wood. And then I just got another one at the cowboy at the ventriloquist convention.
Hmm. Oh. Sounds like you got like the Toy Story crew building over there.
No, he's big. He's like at least like 4 feet tall.
He's 4 feet
what?
Tall.
Holy, yeah,
he's a big
enormous.
Boy. He takes what he wants from mama, doesn't he?
Yeah, something like that. You know, bigger is always better, right?
That's what they say in the ventriloquist business.
Now, do you ever travel? I got a couple more questions for you. Do you ever travel?
I haven't so much, but I'd like to.
You might have to come down to L.A. and do one of our live shows.
Yeah.
Bring your puppets. Not that we need you to finger blast and puppet, because, I mean, we would love that.
We could get Jeff Dunham down here. Maybe you could finger his puppets for a little while. The puppets could finger you or whatever. The pepper and stuff.
Would you like to have a gangbang with Jeff Dunham? You, Jeff Dunham, all the puppets?
Yeah. Angry old man.
Maybe a bunch of puppets going airtight on you. Would that be cool?
I don't know. I don't really find any of his puppets terribly attractive.
Oh, do you have to be sexually attracted by the puppets?
Well, you know, it helps.
That's true. It is fun to think of being like, I'd fuck this puppet.
Let me ask you, if you could get DP'd by any puppet, what two puppets would you get DP'd by?
What two puppets?
Yeah.
Through
the back.
Okay, well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Who would you have a threesome with?
Yeah.
Because I made a wish.
For me, it would be Scooter and Gonzo.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe you'd even...
Gonzo would be good. No, Gonzo would be perfect, actually. Yeah. He seems kind of crazy. He's got the nose for it.
He could just nose
Here's
fuck
what you.
You
do. You go reverse cowgirl on his face.
Yeah.
You put his nose in your asshole.
Oh.
And you just grind.
Hello.
Am I right?
I bet he would be a fun lay, too. Like, he seems, like, kind of wacky.
Yeah.
And,
he's definitely...
And I bet he's kind of crazy.
He's definitely got coke on him.
Nose reeks of coke.
You could snort coke off of his nose.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as snorting it off of a dick. It's even better, actually.
It's
let's
better.
Be honest.
It's better.
Any of your puppets have drug problems?
No, but whenever Slappy drinks, he actually becomes nice, so I'm hoping that he develops an alcohol problem.
Oh.
That's the only time that I can actually put up with him.
Do your puppets smack you round?
Yeah, a little bit. What's the fun if they don't?
Any of your puppets do S&M?
We've done some BDSM shows together, yes.
Which puppet likes that? Now, are you the dom and he's the sub, or are you the sub, him the dom?
Oh, I'm the sub. Like, one time I did a show where Slappy dressed as an alien from Star Trek, Cardassian, which they're, like, really kind of sort of evil. And I dressed up as another alien, a Bajoran, and then he did, like, a torture interrogation show with me.
But he's so creative.
I love it.
He like hooked up like electrical things to me and
oh my god,
this fucking sadistic puppet,
that little fucking devil,
this little motherfucker,
wow,
unbelievable. Who are your clients, real quick?
Who knows? I mean that in the best way possible. It could be. I mean, it's seriously. There's so many different people that I don't think that. I don't know how many people like actually get off on it. I think that the majority of people just watch it because it's really weird and interesting. I think some people probably get off to it. I'm not really sure though. I mean, I think that it runs like the whole gamut of different types of people.
Well,
you know, when you watch porn and like the window pops up with like the whatever the video, how amazing would it be if it was her and Slappy? That was the one that popped up, and you'd just be like, what the fuck is going on here?
You'd click.
Oh, my God.
Here's the problem. You're in the middle of beating off, right? You're about to go explode.
Yeah.
She pops up. Slappy's going bondage on her. Now you're attracted to her getting boned by puppets.
Now you like to fuck puppets.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird.
That's tough.
Veronica.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It is a slippery slope. You are awesome. We got a jam. Can you call it again soon?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thanks for calling into Playboy Radio. We got Veronica Chaos. You can find her on Twitter at Veronica Chaos. She's on My Free Cams. And we'd like to have you come down to Vegas. I mean, down to L.A. sometime. We'd love to have you in a live show. And I just want to see how you work your beaver and your lips at the same time.
That's the same thing, really.
Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Veronica Chaos, everybody.
Wow.
Wow, who knew?
I find that attractive.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I need that more. I think that's cool. Yeah. What do you think, Vicky?
I think she really brings the wood.
Whoa!
Whoa! Hezza just sitting on a landmine over there.
I wrote it down like 5 minutes ago.
I don't know how to hang up.
Call her back.
How do we hang up?
Call her back.
Well, the show just keeps going. Sitting quietly into the room, I was just trying to think of a way to bring in, and it just never came. The hole never opened.
Like a puppet. Never came.
He is the creator and host of the Hadley Hour. It's a syndicated radio gossip show. He's a good friend of mine. He's written for such things. He's written for Roast. He's written for the AVNs. And he's a really great writer and a good friend of mine. Please welcome Jason Hadley, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sam, for having me on, man.
Now,
appreciate it, bro.
Jason, you said this is like one of your best radio credits. Did you ever think you'd be on Playboy Radio and talk to a woman who fucks puppets?
I had the pleasure of listening to that, and was bursting at the seams, if you will. Only
I was trying to bring you in.
It's all good.
And I was just like, how do I bring him in, explain who he is, and have sorry.
Hey, man, I totally get it, dude.
That's all about Slappy's fault.
It's all about the showmanship. But all I'm thinking to myself is like the inherent irony of doing like puppetry and ventriloquism while you're a webcam girl, because that's like two sets of lips no one can see you move.
Yeah. Oh!
I'm just saying. I wonder if all the puppets have to be tested for Dutch Elm disease. Hey! What? Oh, my God.
That one's getting punny in here.
Wow. Yeah. I was just writhing in my seat over that one. Where does the fist go? That's the question that I have. Where does the fist go?
If you're paying wherever you want, I guess.
Does she charge extra for fisting? Because it's automatically part of the package.
Right.
And if you order fisting and she has the puppet on her hand, I'd be like, keep it on.
Right? Oh,
I want to see you go puppet deep.
She probably gets like splattered with sawdust every day on her webcam show. Wow. Oh my gosh.
What a great marketing tool. I mean, there's so many webcam girls.
I'm a big fan.
How many people are getting called by Playboy Radio?
I
want to
see her do the puppet from Saw.
You know? Oh, wow. That would have been a great answer early.
Let me ask you something.
You know?
Do you think she would be interesting in our live show September 26th at the LA Podfest?
Oh.
Bring up her, but not let her get naked, but she could just do like weird stuff with her puppet? Would that be interesting?
Yeah, it'd be great if she could get naked.
But I don't think it's not
she
a
get
bar.
Topless.
She could go topless.
Then I
think
it's worth it.
I want you guys to think about the audience at the PodFest.
The first three rows have to be splash zone.
Are you just playing devil's advocate here?
Wisely.
No. And in her bio, it says she's a Star Trek aficionado. I would think maybe you want to lean towards the Star Trek.
What if she brought like a Spock puppet?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, Vicky's open the idea. Right.
That would be
highly
illogical.
Vicky's open the idea.
Yeah.
Because I want to go big or I want to go home.
Yeah. All right, let's go big.
Hey, I'll buy you a bus ticket.
Oh, that's sweet.
Down. That's like, what, $12?
Where does she live?
I think she lives, I want to say Washington. I don't know why.
Oh, that's just a 20-hour
bus ride.
Because
there's a lot of forest there. A lot of forest.
Just 20 hours on a bus.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad does she want to do a podcast?
Right.
Jason Headley's joining us in studio. He has a movie coming out called Bro, What Happened?
Oh, Bro, What Happened, man. I'm super stoked about it. It's supposed to be coming out here in September next
month.
What
is the movie?
So, dig this. It's basically about, like, take a college version of The Hangover.
Okay.
The two main characters wake up after the biggest party of the year that happens every year. And they got to figure out and kind of piece together what happened from the night before. The movie's mostly told in flashback, and everybody sort of has a different version of what happened. And it's, like I said, just kind of piecing it all together and the insanity that ensues from everybody's different perspective on how things went down. And I play a character by the name of Beef.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, clearly. I'm well marbled.
Yeah.
That's why, as far as Beef is concerned. Okay, silent laugh. I'll take that.
Biggie's silent laughter. She laughs through her facial expression.
Yeah.
Indeed. Very telegraphing. So basically, I play like sort of the bouncer of the party who nobody really asked to be the bouncer. He's just wants to feel like he wants
something
to belong.
To do?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so we had the Who's That of celebrities, including Jamie Kennedy, Bobby Lee, Dennis Haskins, Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, huge.
Lamas alert!
Yeah,
that's
Lamas
right.
alert!
Mean,
boo!
You know,
boo!
directed by Dante, who you know around L.A.
I love Dante. He's such a hustler, that guy.
Absolutely.
And I mean in the best sense of the word. Like, that guy just never stops working his grind.
Yeah, he's running for city council. Would
really?
You believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you know, at least 10 people have to show up to his meeting in order for him
How
to
can
speak,
one man
saying,
have
what?
So much power? that was my Kanye West. That's a great movie. When's it come out, and where can is it going to be in movie theaters?
It's going to be in movie theaters internationally.
Okay.
So, you know, this is definitely, it's a lower budget.
We have a huge Greek following. To our Greek friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Grab your yogurts. Right. Head to the movie theater.
Get the hummus, get the yogurt. Right. Head down to the Cineplex, okay?
You will
go to Colosseum, watch movie. Bro, what happened?
Laugh till baklava comes out your nose.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's Armenians,
it was just,
dude. Oh, that's that, Armos,
oh,
bro.
Oh, what's the big one?
Armos.
Heroes. Let's throw out some.
Don't mix us up. Don't mix us up.
Yeah, the Greek people, Carl, are Armenian people, Harry.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell
the Greeks. The Greeks are gay. The Armenians are only gay behind closed doors. So it's a big
shut
difference.
Shut that door.
Shut that door. Lock
that's,
it.
That's why the jumpsuits, very loose fitting.
Yep, exactly. Get them off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And the Hummers. The Hummers and the jumpsuits.
A lot of breakaway pants.
Yep. Bro, jump in my Hummer, bro.
Joe, bro, drop your pants. Get in Hummer. Come on, let's fuck.
But, huh?
We're not gay.
I am going to be a huge star in South Korea, apparently, is where this is going down.
That'll be great.
Oh, yeah, nice. But domestically here in the United States, you'll be able to find it on Netflix. You'll be able to find it on Hulu.
That's fine.
You know, like all basically streaming sites where you don't have to print a CD. We will be in the Redbox vending machines. And in fact,
fingers crossed.
Right. And we're supposed to have the poster on the side of the kiosk, too, for like 2 weeks.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Are you on the poster?
Cool. Unfortunately, no.
I made my poster, my movie.
Yeah.
Oh, which is next week is our movie premiere for, I forgot to mention, next Tuesday is the movie premiere of Live New Girls.
All righty.
Oh, wow.
And who's going to be there?
Sam pointed to himself in a high voice, gang.
Yeah. So let's get into the Hadley Report, because you've been doing this for a little while, and it's starting to really cook with gas.
Yeah.
It's doing really well. You're syndicating a bunch of markets.
Right.
And you're doing it all on your own. You write, produce, star, host.
I am everything from soup to nuts, man. From the host to taking out the trash, man. And
so tell our listeners what the Hadley Hour is.
So we got the Hadley Hour. It's a one-hour show that's basically anything goes as far as I'm concerned. I have musicians, actors, comedians, just interesting people with something to say on. We spend an hour, play a little music, and we do it actually not far from here out of the Indie 100 studio. It's airing on Planet Platypus. It airs on Excite Radio. The Mix.fm, and as of today, I'm proud to announce that it's actually airing on the Lips app at lipsapp.com. So,
Bam!
Bingo!
Indeed!
That's hustle shit right there.
And all of this came out of a one-minute segment I do called the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. The Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up is basically my one-minute take on celebrity gossip news. I tell it as it should be told. A lot of punchlines. I pull no punches. You know, I keep it radio-friendly because I'm airing on a bunch of different stations around the world, actually. I mean, I air in Roatan, Honduras. You know, they it's an English
speaking. Hot market.
Yeah, hot market. Actually,
be quiet. Hadley Report. Quiet.
No, but dig this. It turns out I looked up Roatan, Honduras, and apparently it's this touristy spot where all the cruise ships that are doing the Gulf come through. So they have an English-speaking station there, and apparently it's this little unknown resort town that a lot of celebrities tend to go to.
Do you think you could walk around there without being mobbed?
Well, if they were just going for my wallet, I just hear
Hadley.
There he is. Can you sign my coconut?
Let me ask you something. So you basically do stuff on pop culture, what's going on. Who's your favorite pinata?
Oh, gosh.
Who do you beat the most?
Man, I would say for a good run there, it was Lindsay Lohan. It was Charlie Sheen. Kim Kardashian currently. I gotta say, because
they're all very full of candy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen have a certain amount of talent.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like Lindsay Lohan just was a super young chick with completely effed up parents,
right?
Who just had the world by the balls, loved cocaine, and just went crazy.
But she didn't have a lot of talent. I think that's the problem.
Dude, I would tell you, in Mean Girls, she's the most talented person on that cast. I think she actually, when she was young, she had really good talent. She could carry some stuff.
All remember right. The Parent Trap? Also, yeah,
I thought she was.
Well, that was, yeah. But she Kirby had help from her. Loaded. She had help from her twin sister in The Parent Trap. That's unfair.
Yeah. Well, it's stunt double. But yeah.
Okay, so I thought she was good, and Charlie Sheen is just Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Was in a lot of legendary movies.
Uh huh.
And just fell in love with meth.
Yeah.
And we fell in love with him.
Yeah. And like, you know what, man? If you have that much money, we're like, hey, Charlie, get off the meth.
Yeah.
Why? Like, what is he ruining that is?
Right.
He's got a show on television. He's making millions of dollars. He's banging porn stars. And he still keeps working.
Yeah.
We would all do that if it wouldn't ruin our careers. Or if I had a career, wouldn't ruin that career.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But meanwhile, your Kim Kardashians are just basically famous for sex tapes.
When you found out that the Kim Kardashians app is going to make $200 million a day, what was the first thought that went through your head?
Wow. All I could think to myself was that there were going to be a lot of employed children making all the purses and shoes that she was going to be buying with the money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, because she's
for me,
just
it's
that
like
awful.
Suddenly, you know? I become pro-global warming.
Right. Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, those are our indicators.
You know that that app is actually they project the money because it's stealing money from kids by running up their cell phone bills, and it overrides a lot of the in-store app purchase blocks that kids have on their phones.
Dude, so, that's the truth. This famous actress found out her kid. $125 that app took from him.
Right.
She went nuts. I mean, what kind of soul do you have that you steal from children?
Right.
I know nothing of this app.
Well, now you know.
What does it do? Okay. It's just info on the Kardashians.
No, you get...
So the object of the game is to... It's a game.
Oh.
And you have to go around, quote-unquote, town and do certain stuffs or peoples or whatever. Right. And you earn points and there's... abilities to like buy little coins or stars or whatever it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're trying to become Kim Kardashian's like best friend, I think.
Right.
So I think you're trying to like climb the Hollywood ladder the Kim Kardashian way. So basically you fuck Brandy's sibling.
Yeah.
And you film
you're basically
it.
Telling kids blow black eyes and you'll
and then get your face totally reconstructed.
As long as there's proof on tape.
Yeah.
Don't just do it to do it.
Yeah. Right. You know?
So I did it. Where's the tape, dummy? The rule one. Film the sex, you whore.
And how many of these celebrities have put out sex tapes since and just nothing happens?
Well, you know, you had, what was it, MTV Teen Mom?
Farrah, whatever.
Farrah Abraham.
Oh, she had, but she went right into porn.
But her, but
well,
she,
but it was, yeah. It was,
hers is the best because it is porn and she said it was like a sex tape and it just got taken.
It's like
it's
found
like
footage.
An edited porn.
Yeah, like Blair Witch Project found footage, you know?
Do you know that, you know, Paris Hilton did reshoots for hers?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's actually reshoots in that video. I know the guy who put it out. They went back and did reshoots on it.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, it's the truth.
You know, they had to edit out Kris Jenner from behind the camera giving directions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Or trying to jump in.
Right.
Here, let mom do one. Let mom get a pull. Let mom do a Ray J rip.
Kris Jenner told Kim Kardashian to do the sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
That woman is, that's evil.
That's insane.
That's evil. But look how much money they've all made.
Yeah.
But it's so weird to me because there are women, we have them in here all the time, that do that for a living.
So another,
and they have a huge library.
Yeah, so yeah. Kris Jenner makes way more money with her puppet than your guest did with her.
Oh!
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Jason Hadley, everybody. Comedian Jay Hadley, Hadley. That was very funny.
Thank you.
Let's go into Justin Bieber. Everybody has some feelings on him. My opinion is...
Can I guess your opinion?
Yes.
You're pro Bieber.
Only in the fact...
Of course.
Only in the fact that I don't think I would do anything. I may not be an asshole.
Well, that's the big problem with him. That's why we don't like him. Because he's an asshole. It's not the access, and it's not that he takes advantage of the access. Because a lot of people do that. It's that he's constantly a fucking asshole. He's spoiled.
Do you think that's it? Or is it the success? Because I felt like the hatred for him came even before.
Well, it was like pop singer hatred, right? So if you're like in that, if you're in that bubble, be smart, avoid the bullshit by being like low key or nice or whatever. Be bubblegum. You're supposed to be. The problem is that he's like driving cars, speeding, doing drugs, pissing in buckets, talking
that's
shit.
That's where it goes bad.
Being a fucking
asshole. When
he starts
pissing in the bucket
but that's so,
is when everything turns on
and,
him.
And over and over again. And he just, even this thing with Orlando Bloom, I hate that I even know about it.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, fuck him.
Yeah,
I mean, the idea that I'd be like, go Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
that
right.
Those words have come out of my mouth.
I would say the words, yay Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Bananas.
No, without a doubt. And I mean, you know, even more still, or it's like, you know, the ineptitude that comes with his like celebrity bubble. Like, I guess he was at the Anne Frank house.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote in the guest book, I think Anne Frank would be a believer.
Which is just the perspective you're supposed to gain from
that place. Impression. Here's my impression of Anne Frank listening to Justin Bieber. They're coming.
Yeah,
she's a little preoccupied.
Yeah, right, she's got stuff on her plate already.
No, they actually say that's how the Nazis found her, that she was playing baby, baby, baby.
Baby,
she just couldn't get enough of
it. Kick in the door!
Oh, I hear something up there! It's baby, 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 und!
Nein, 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 nein!
Do you have any, did you bring any classic jokes maybe I asked you?
I'll tell you what, one of my favorites, and it happens to be in the celebrity realm, is that I do tell people since, you know, and obviously we work together on the Sunset Strip a lot, you know, that I tend to see a lot of celebrities everywhere I go. You know, like, I guess the legal term would be stalking.
Right.
But, but that being said, one time I saw Megan Fox And I don't know if you guys know Megan Fox, right? Transformers, yeah. All that stuff. All right, okay. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she has these like little teeny tiny stubby little thumbs.
Yes.
You know
it's
what
like
I'm talking about?
Weird. It's like, God, you can't have everything.
Yeah, the toe thumb, right?
Yeah.
And I just imagine it's really hard for her to pick stuff up. You
yeah.
know, like acting.
Hey!
What? What?
There is something that's just like, she is so hot, you just want to give her money.
Yeah. And airbrush extra thumb on her for a Motorola ad.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Giselle makes way more money than Tom Brady does. She's yeah. like $100 million model. Like, some number was like, and what she makes an hour is insane money.
Like $12, like $13.
Yeah, like $15 an hour.
She get tipped out too. That's nuts. If she gets tipped out too,
she keeps all of her tips. She doesn't have to share.
That's crazy.
With the busboys or the waitstaff,
raking $2,000 a week,
oh. And it's cash, so she doesn't have to claim it. You know?
Straight Dude. Cash, homie.
Bingo.
So are you touring at all? You doing any gigs anywhere?
I'm doing my local San Fernando Valley tour.
Okay.
Nice.
Actually, funny enough, I'm going to be at Flappers on Thursday as well.
Oh, shit.
Are you guys gigging together?
Yep. You know what? I think I'm in the junior room. I'm in the Yoo-Hoo room that night.
I thought it was going to be small world.
I know, right? But we will be technically in the same building.
We'll be drinking the free waters.
Will you guys be high-fiving each other?
Yeah.
Going, hey, just saw you.
Well, I'm not going to do the point gun thing.
Yeah.
Why? High-five. Because you just asked if I was going to high-five. That'll do.
Yeah, we can high-five.
I mean, I'm not going to.
I don't know. I'm a little.
I'm sure we can get photographs. Graphic proof of it.
All right.
This is Jason Hadley, very funny comedian. You can find him on Twitter at comedian Jay Hadley. He's got a movie coming out again. Bro, what's up? What happened? Bro, what happened? And the Hadley Hour, which is hilarious. I've been on it. It was great.
Thank you.
Planet Platypus apparently isn't big fans of mine, but we'll get into that another day. please stay with us. I want to bring in another very funny guy, good friends of mine. Armo, we're going to talk some serious Armenian stuff here. We're getting deep in the Glendale. We're going to get in Glendale's guts. He's got a new album coming out called You're Next. It's available on yegeekian.com.
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 Y-E-G-H-I-K-I-A-N.
Okay, because that would, now it's like, oh, how did you say that wrong?
Yeah.
You're trying to say that to me?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yegeekian.com. He's a very good friend of mine. He's in an awesome band. I don't know if you guys are still getting together, but I love watching you guys perform. Sancho and Pancho. Please welcome Alexi Yegeekian.
Yay.
How you guys doing? Yegeekian.
Whatever.
But it's okay. Same
Whatever.
Shit, right?
Same
Either
shit.
Either way, right?
Same,
same hummus, different day.
Thanks for having me on your program, guys.
Thank you, man. Welcome. Thanks for coming in, man. I love your new album.
Thank you.
Man, Vicky and I were listening to it the other day. It's like really great rock, man. It's like got a very much a bluesy Black Sabbath feel
nice.
To it.
Thanks, man.
Why that flavor? Like,
man, honestly, this whole thing was a mistake. It wasn't even supposed to happen.
Guys, please check out his mistake.
Yeah, I was at one, but my buddy's wedding. And we're hanging out. We're all drinking, having a good time. Afterwards, we decide to go to his folks' house, continue the party. So we're drinking. I see someone I know. Start talking about heavy metal and stuff because I love heavy metal. And he's like, hey, have you heard of this band? No, I haven't. Shows it to me. I'm like, oh, shit, this is awesome. I loved it. I couldn't sleep that night. I woke up in the morning, wrote the first song, and recorded at home.
Oh, wow.
Next day, did the same thing with a new song. Next day, same thing with a new song. For 8 days in a row, I wrote new tunes. And all those tunes are on the album now.
So you mean 8 days and eight nights of songwriting?
That's how I roll, dude.
Yeah, wow. That's very Jewish.
Now yeah, let's play, we're going to play a game called
the
What
Menorah.
Drugs Did He Do? Starting around, what drugs you think he did to stay up for 8 days straight to write music? There we go.
Oh, 8 days straight. I thought there was a little sleep involved.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
I'll go cocaine.
Cocaine? Gareth?
I'm going to go with Adderall or Ritalin.
Adderall? Jason?
I'd like to hear the album first, but I'm going to submit LSD.
LSD? What do you think?
Coke.
Coke. I'm going Jesus Christ. What drug were you on that got you the rock and roll for 8 days straight?
I was high off life.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I don't know if that's the same.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like I
was
set
up. I don't know if that's
up.
The same.
Come on.
Yeah. We were all set up to play What Drugs Did He Take?
Oh. So you're telling me you think that we met at Zanku Chicken and
Wait
we worked this whole
Wait a fucking minute.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah. You don't know that Zanku is a very famous Armenian restaurant out here.
It's the most
fun
famous.
Fun story. The owner went crazy, killed his whole family.
Hey,
but
it's great hummus.
It's but great chicken.
Fantastic chicken.
Yeah. Great. I mean, the
it's,
guy.
It's the
crazy.
Kind of chicken that'll make you kill your wife.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And Zanku, our chicken's so good. If you don't kill your family, we'll pay your, give you your money back.
Zanku chicken, chicken so good, you're gonna fucking kill your wife.
Yeah.
Now with five locations.
Gotta be honest with you. Like the old Zanku, not big on the new location.
Whoa.
I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Lost a little quality in the franchising, huh?
Well, I feel like they're trying to make it so it's more mass produced, and it just doesn't have the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That family style feel.
I hear
it's kind of lame.
You know what I'm talking about?
I hear. It doesn't have the same sort of bing bong. Yeah, it's missing that kind of like. Yeah. It used to have this whole like, but now it's kind of like, oh no. I get
you. You got me. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yes.
Sancho Pancho, you still doing it?
I guess we're on hiatus. Yeah.
For how long? How long is this hiatus?
Fuck do I know.
Is it like Comedy Central's Burn? They haven't canceled it, but it still might be come back 4 years
is
later.
Is it like the daughter on Family Matters? It just went up to the room, maybe to come back down?
Good pull. Good pull. I remember that.
Yeah, we haven't done anything in a long time, so I'm just focused on this Yigikian project.
Yigikian.
That's right, son.
Super Armo.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to tour with this? Can you cut? Guys, how many us have I done so far? Four?
I don't notice them.
You're at like 327 at least
really?
So far. Yeah, we have another 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
I noticed
Rain
one.
Rain it in.
I just noticed that one.
It's fine.
Tour? I don't know.
I think touring.
Hopefully soon. I know we're playing our first show. We're headlining the Troubadour on August 30th.
It's going to be. Now, let me ask you something.
What's
Does
up?
Does it upset you when. As another entertainer goes, can I get on the list?
No.
Nobody wants to pay for tickets to shows in this town.
That's how it is, man.
Does it upset you?
Because
I was just going to be like,
yes,
hey, can you put me
yes
on the list?
I know.
And I'm like, I get pissed when people do that.
You got it, man. You got it. You're on the list.
Do you get paid off the door?
Yeah, we get paid, yeah.
Off the door, meaning how many tickets you sell is how many?
Yeah, we don't have to sell anything, but I mean, more tickets we sell, we get a. More money. We get to feed our little pets and ourselves.
Maybe is that what you call Armenian children now, our little pets?
And is that the order? Is that the order of the food chain? Pets, then you?
Pets, me, then jerk it afterwards.
Good. Smart.
Yes.
Pets can eat the jerk. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I need energy for the jerk.
You keep mentioning this we. Alexi, you do vocals, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, drums. Who's this we keep talking about?
Well, you're the Jack White of Black of Glendale.
I mean, he's just rocking out on stage with a bass drum on his back and a guitar on his foot.
I picture it like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Right, right. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I did everything on the album. I played all the instruments and stuff. But, I mean, I'm going to have a live band play. We got some fantastic musicians.
I think that's a smart move.
It's a good idea, right?
I think that's the right way to do it. I really do.
Matt Henkel's going to be playing drums. He's a drummer of the Blue Man Group.
Oh, nice.
Got
my
buddy Jeff Mallow. He plays guitar for Serj Tankian. He's going to be playing rhythm. I'm going to be playing lead vocals. And my buddy Alex Oblotsky was an ACO, and he was the old man Markley, and it's a pretty monstrous group.
Oh, sounds like super group.
It's like a big, like, face fuck fest. It's going to be happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's fucking faces.
Yeah.
Wow. So much.
Your butt fucking faces.
That's how we roll, dude.
Their butt face fucked.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's magical. Yes. Let's talk Armenians. Why are we so angry?
Vicky, get the car.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why are we so angry?
Because of new Zanku locations, man. It just pisses us off.
I was doing a show over the weekend, Friday night at the Comedy Store, and I'm doing stand up. And everybody said the Friday night show was legendarily awful. Just legendarily awful. So I show up a little late because I'm, I don't know, I just showed up late. So I show up late. Nick Youssef's up. He's doing fine. He introduces me. I walk out and I just start racking people. And the place is going great. So there's this group over here. I'm like, who are you? What are you guys? Czechoslovakian? They're like, we're Armenians, bro. I go, yeah, me too, man. Like, yeah, we're real Armos. I'm like, okay. I go, and this one guy sit with two hot chicks. And I go, hey, dude, are you hitting both of those? And he goes, she goes, I'm his sister. Ooh. I go, let me ask again. Are you hitting both of those? He's like, bro, you say that again, I'll come up and kick your ass. I go, you ain't doing nothing, okay? I ask you, are you hooking up with them? Are you or not? Bro, one more time. I swear to God, I come up there, I kick your ass. I go, you're not going to do anything. So he gets up, he walks to the front stage. I don't move. I have the microphone. I go, how do you think this is going to end for you? How do you think this works out? You think you're just going to swing on me and then walk out here and everyone's going to high five you? It's going to take cops 5 minutes to get here, boss. 5 minutes. In that 5 minutes, every comic who's ever worked here, ever in their life, even the ones who are dead, the ghosts of dead comics who OD'd on cocaine here, are going to come out of the woodwork and kick your Armenian fucking ass. Bro, you think you're tough? Come outside. I'm like, nah, dude. This is my home court. We're going to do it right here. You're not tough. By that time, the big black bouncer who works there, or I should just call the bouncer, because before he was there, Travis, it was nothing but emo guys.
Yeah, I know. I didn't feel safe there at all.
Yeah. And let me tell you, there's been plenty of times I have to walk people out mentally, walk them out of the room.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I'm like, what, are you going to make them cut themselves? I mean, like.
So he's like, the big dude comes up, grabs him, starts walking him out. I'm like, hey, dude, you go to children parties? Swing on the clown? He's like, bro, fuck you, I kick your ass. And he starts yelling Armenian shit to me. I go, hey, asshole, my family got here first. We learned the language, bitch, okay? Gets thrown out. His girlfriend comes back in. She forgot her phone.
And she banged you afterwards.
So she comes in, and she starts going, you're a fucking, as she's walking by the stage, and I'm just racking her. She comes by, and every time an Armenian does this to me, and it's only Armenians who I get into this kind of confrontation with, she goes, I've made more money than you ever will in your life. I go, lady, what? And that money will never fill the hole in your soul, okay? I go, guess what, lady? In about 2 years, he's going to turn you in for a new model, okay? So when you're done, come back here and one of these homeless guys' comics in the back will fucking give you some sausage, make you feel better about yourself. But it's only Armenians who want to run up and start swinging on people at comedy clubs.
You're the angry Armenian in the story.
No,
right?
Not at all. I'm the nice guy.
I'm just kidding.
So then I get done and I go, what was that? And this other guy over here goes, he goes, what did you want, man? You're Armenian. You know how sensitive those people are. You shouldn't have been like that to him. I go, don't co-sign that bullshit.
Another Armenian?
No, just another random guilty white liberal dude.
Okay, right.
Who wants everybody's good.
Yeah.
Make everybody feel good.
He voted for Obama. Leave him alone.
Yeah. I go, dude, enough with the masses, you know, trying to make the asses feel better about themselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't co-sign that bullshit. We were all having fun until Mr. HGH went fucking nuts.
Jeez.
Is there anything worse than an Armo on HGH? I mean, you're just asking for a fist fight.
I'm just thinking, if I was the girl with the guy that heckled and just threatened the comedian and I realized I left my phone, I would be so humiliated. The fact that she actually went after you, too, is like something's wrong with the whole group.
But that's the thing. She wasn't humiliated. She's like, fuck it.
That's so nuts.
Fuck this guy. Why is he saying that shit?
I can't even imagine.
That's how it always goes. These Armenian chicks, they start sticking up for their men, and they sound like idiots. They just sound like idiots. I love Armenians.
I love Armenians, man.
They're my people,
man. I love you, bro.
I love you, too.
I love you guys.
Group
hug!
I love all you guys, yeah.
No, just Armenians hugging.
Aww. Not even Rick. He's Mexican.
Dude, real quick, I want to play your song real quick.
I'm trying to help you, Rick. Rick.
Real quick, in the show, let's play real quick, the awesome off of the album. Off the album. You're next. Let's take a listen to The Witch. We'll be right back. that?
That was a great song.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a great song, dude.
Wow,
that's really good.
Like, that's just power bass, dude.
Thanks, good. Man.
What is behind it?
Yeah, man. I did it all at once, actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke in it while jerking. Yeah. Dick Van Dicking it.
The Witch. What's that about?
It's about just a witch.
Oh, it's great.
It's literally just a witch.
Where can people download? Do you download for free? Buy it? What are we doing?
Well, you could stream it on SoundCloud.com. / the Yegikian, YEGHIKIN.
We're going to tweet that link on the Naughty Show Twitter account.
And you could check it out on YouTube, but if you want to put food on my table, you could buy it at Yegikian.com or iTunes.
Buy the album. Great. Help him out.
Yeah.
Feed the pets, then him. Let's go, everybody.
Don't just buy the songs you like. Buy them all.
Buy them all. You know? I do understand buying the song you like. But I do, and I'm being honest with you, Alexi, I love the whole album.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
No, he really does. He wouldn't stop texting me about it.
Wow. Yeah,
listen right now. Did you listen to The Witch yet?
Yeah.
Wow, well, awesome.
All right, I'll do it.
It's very cool when a friend of yours tells you to listen to their album and it's actually good.
It's a relief.
You know? How many times do you see somebody like, oh.
When someone wants you to read something.
You know what?
No, not you. You didn't send me anything. You didn't send me anything.
No, that's true. I never
You know what it is? Every time I hear someone saying, hey, you should check my friend's band out, or my friend's this, or my friend's that, immediately I'm like, it's probably going to suck dick.
Yeah.
Right, because you're
kind of. But is that a bad thing? I love getting my dick sucked.
No, I don't think you understand what he's saying, Sam.
So you're the guy sucking.
No.
I like my dick sucked.
Of course, and that's not happening in this scenario.
You don't like that?
I like it, but it's not happening. He's not saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't think you know what you're just saying, though. Right?
Yeah.
Now, we want to play a really fun game. We got Alexi Yegasian, Yegakian.
Yegikian.
Yegikian.
Yes. Listen.
It's all
and
good.
We got Jason Hadley in the studio with us. We're going to play a little game with you, Alexi. It's a little thing called Fun with Stereotypes.
Yes.
Armenian edition.
Armenian edition. Here we go. Here we go.
Those aren't Armenian kids, otherwise they'd go, grrr.
They'd be like, boom.
No.
They would actually have to pull the hair apart in order to speak through it.
No, that went too far.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here. Here we go. So we're just going to give you two things. There's no right or wrong. We just want your feel on it. Here we go. Number one, Jacquard or Dolce & Gabbana?
Jacquard.
Oh, okay. Interesting. System of a Down or Cher?
System of a Down.
Any reason why?
Because they're not Cher.
They're not Cher. I was just about to say that.
You don't like Cher?
Man, if I could turn back time and listen to those songs again, maybe I would.
Here we go. This is the toughest one.
Shit.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
White BMW, white Mercedes. Take your time with that.
White Mercedes.
Really? Wow.
White Mercedes.
All day, every day?
All day, hard.
All day. Because I see a lot of white BMWs.
Yeah, man. It just feels like a girl's car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a white BMW.
Like your chick should drive that.
Exactly. You always see the Armenian girl driving the white BMW, you know.
Yeah.
Plucking her eyebrows, plucking her mustache and stuff, you know.
Which brings us to the next thing. Eyebrow wax or back wax?
Ooh. Which one would he rather she do?
Dude, don't put a label on it, okay?
Questions need direction.
No. That's not the point of the game.
All right.
It's called spitballing. Word association.
That's not what the title is.
Can I get a buzzer? We're taking points away from.
I'm not playing the game. Well,
now you lost.
Fuck.
You just fucked me off points, man.
No, they're my points.
You
that
just
I even,
lost
Jesus Christ.
Points.
Fine. Sorry. Go back to it.
What was it? Eyebrow wax or back hair wax?
Yeah, eyebrow wax or back wax.
I'd say eyebrow wax because I'm pretty hairy, dude.
Yeah.
And I lost a bet one time, and I got my back waxed, and I was almost in tears.
Oh. Have you ever had your asshole bleached?
No.
I would have gave you bonus points for that to make up for the
five
points that kept the mustache over here.
We'll bleach it later. Give us the fucking points.
Here we go. This is a tough one. Hummus or baklava?
Hummus.
All day?
Hard.
You don't like it? What do you got, peanut allergy?
Don't ask what the question means or you'll get points deducted. Oh.
I just don't like sweets, man.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Kim Kardashian or Shaws of Sunset?
Fuck.
Take your time.
Wow.
So varied.
Man. Do you have some da-da-da-da-da? No, Rick's got nothing.
Can we get a third option so he can have
I think he's looking for it.
A Mary fuck kill?
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Chicken kebab.
He's got nothing.
Shaws, probably.
Shaws?
Yeah.
Okay, Shaws.
Because it's just stupid watching that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. And here we go. This is going to be really hard.
Damn.
This goes right down to your Armenian essence here. Okay? Tracksuit or wife beater?
Can't we do both?
Yeah. Hey, aren't you supposed to wear them both at the same time, though?
That is the correct answer!
Wow.
Well done!
Yes.
We did. We thought we were going to get you. I'm going to give you a back and five.
Thank you.
That's a fucking game mustache over here.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well played. God, the buzzard is going crazy.
Somebody's at the front desk, for God's sake.
Is anybody at this dry cleaning place? God, I need my wife beer and tracksuit cleaned.
You said to be ready Thursday. It's Thursday. Come on, I got to drive around.
I have wives to beat.
Come on, I have wives to beat. Let's go.
Oh, dude, you've gone too far.
That's funny, though, for the guy who like ran Zanku Chicken. He has to wear wife murderers now.
Oh, wow.
No more wife beaters. Yeah, it's just the thing you wear around your belly. It's a wife murderer.
What a great show here on Playboy Radio. Jason, and what else you want to push? Real quick, Jason Hadley from the Hadley Hour syndicated radio show.
Man, what can't I push? Let's see. The Hadley Hour, you can catch it on Indie100.com, Planet Platypus, Mix.fm, Excite Radio. Check your listings. Follow the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up for my take on celebrity gossip news as it should be told. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap Up. You can follow my personal account, Comedian Jay Hadley. And make sure you check out Bro What Happened coming out here in September.
All right.
Whoa. And that's Comedian Jay Hadley, the letter J.
The letter J. Keep it simple.
A-A-Y.
Keep it simple, right?
Alexi, what do you got?
I got a show coming up August 30th at the Troubadour. Should be good. We're headlining there. You go to yegikian.com for more information.
Spell it for them.
It's yegikian.com. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Yegikian.
Honestly, man, I love your album.
Thank you.
I think it's great. If you love Black Sabbath type metal, you're going to want to hear this album.
Did you cry?
I did.
Thank you.
I called her. I go, what is this?
He's getting emotional now, or it's gas.
He said they're like the Armenian Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't hear the Armenian, but okay.
Yeah. Just trust me on that one.
That was him.
Vicky, what do you got? Anything?
Go to naughtyshow.net. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, please, and we'll read them on the show. That always helps us out, so don't slack with that.
Guys, thanks for listening, because, you know, without you, we're just talking to ourselves. And, guys, this is Sam Tripoli, always reminding you, support your local rebellion. Great show, guys. We'll see you on the other side. Playboy Radio, The Naughty Show.
I think she really brings the wood.
Whoa!
Wow!